This month's special sales leadership article will discuss the fourth sales test and is titled, You Can Always Sell More, by using selling test number 4 to define and improve why I should buy from you. After years as a professional sales consultant and trainer, I've learned there are 5 specific tests that can help you identify the selling skills and selling potential of any business-to-business salesperson, either currently employed or being interviewed to join your team. These 5 tests and this 5-part article series will also help you design a training and coaching process that can strengthen each of these critical skills of professional selling with even the most experienced sales team. Each of these tests are best administered in a relaxed, informal, one-on-one environment. The more stressful and artificial you make these tests, the less their responses will reflect how a salesperson is really selling. Our fourth test in this 5-test article series evaluates a salesperson's ability to communicate a stronger message of uniqueness and value to a customer or prospect. I found the toughest question in selling is to answer a customer or prospect asking you, why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you and your company? How are your sales team members answering this question? You'll likely identify 2 separate problems if you ask a number of your salespeople, as well as support sales team members, this why buy question. The first problem you'll notice is how varied everyone's responses are. You'll likely hear completely different answers to this why buy question from the different people you ask. Look what these differing answers are doing to your branding and market uniqueness. Branding is predictability. If I, as a buyer, ask 3 members of your sales team why I should buy from you and receive 3 completely different answers, then what it tells me as a buyer is you have no brand, because you evidently have no consistency in your philosophy or approach to helping and supporting my business. The second problem you're likely to see from your collected responses is how weak and unorganized most salespeople are in their answers to this why buy question. Too many salespeople are still selling like it's 1990, when communications and business in general were simpler and slower. 20 or more years ago, a salesperson could count on a customer giving you at least a half hour to explain your value and uniqueness. Knowing I have a lot of time as a salesperson, I could give you a few brief and generic responses to your why buy question, knowing I have time to now follow up with more detailed and unique responses to your question. The reality of selling today is that customers don't have a lot of time to give to any of us. Cell phones and the general pace of business today means a salesperson is lucky to get even 5 or 10 minutes to explain their uniqueness and value to a potential buyer. But most otherwise experienced sales professionals are still assuming they have lots of time to explain and expand on their answers. We need to train our sales team both in the appropriate responses that will generate the most interest from our buyers, as well as in the importance of all members of our team delivering and proving a consistent message of value, uniqueness, and company branding to our buyers. This fourth test evaluates the strength of your sales team's strategic selling skills. A buyer asking, "Why do I want to buy from you?" is really just asking you to tell them why you're unique and of more value to them than any of their competitive alternatives. So how strong are your team's strategic selling skills? Strategic selling involves increasing your competitive advantage by strengthening your ability to communicate your uniqueness, value, and competitive differential to a customer or prospect. How successful have your sales team members been at explaining your competitive uniqueness and differentiation to your potential buyers? But instead of efficiently communicating your uniqueness and value, most sales reps only answer this why buy question with a presentation detailing their products or services' best features and advantages. It's then up to your buyer to organize and sort out everything you covered so they understand the overall value and impact of doing business with you. But this also means your team's selling success is completely dependent on your buyer's ability to summarize and interpret everything said so they can understand the overall value of buying from you and your company. Strategic or philosophy selling is not in conflict with feature benefit selling. Both need to be utilized by your team members in their persuasive selling efforts. But most sales reps spend all of their time on a call only focusing on explaining their features and advantages, and spending little to no time positioning their philosophy or approach. Consider walking your team through an exercise that can help improve and strengthen your team's message of uniqueness and value. Get your team together and ask all participants to write down the bulleted points they'd give to a buyer asking them, "Why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you?" You want all team members to first write their responses down on paper. Otherwise, your strongest and most senior sales rep will shout out their answers, and the rest of your team will just agree the senior rep's responses are what they're all saying, even though they all have different responses to this question. By getting everyone to first write down their answers requires all team members to think and write down how they're really answering this why by question. Once everyone has written down their answers, you next want to build a group list on a flip chart or whiteboard. The goal is to build a group answer list that includes everyone's responses so you can now critique and work through their answers to help improve both the quality and the consistency of your team members' responses. Once your group list is completed, you next want to put the team's collective responses through a series of tests, all aimed at helping everyone identify and improve your team's answers to why you're unique and of value to a buyer. The first test or challenge to your group's why buy responses is to point out how many of their responses are generic. The most generic responses to why buy from you are to say, because of my high quality products, my strong levels of support, my competitive prices, and you get me. Listing your quality products, strong support levels, competitive prices, and you get a salesperson are the most fundamental and common responses shared by all salespeople. And giving these responses used by all salespeople only means your customer or buyer will perceive you have no uniqueness or value, since you're telling them what they've already heard from so many other salespeople selling a full range of products and services. The second test to your list is to point out how varied all their responses are and what a problem that can cause to your company and uniqueness. On average, how many different people might wind up talking with a prospect before they say yes to your company? Well, they'll talk to a salesperson, might also talk with the sales manager. What about someone in technical support? What about anyone in administration or credit? Look how your brand and messaging of uniqueness are destroyed and neutralized if different members of your team are giving a prospect different responses to why they want to buy from you. The third test to your list is to measure how customer-focused their responses are. Take a different colored marker and put an X or an O next to each of their responses. Put an X next to any response describing anything you, your company, your products, or what you do. Responses like our service or support details, our years in business, or our inventory levels are all X or me and my company focused responses. O responses will focus on the customer and include answers such as, we'll increase your profitability, we can reduce your current inventory levels, or we can provide you with more uptime availability. Remember the old saying from my father, you don't go into a hardware store to buy a drill, you go in to buy the opportunity to make holes. Notice how much of your team's list will focus on them and what they do instead of talking about the customer and what you and your company can do for them. Isn't it interesting that salespeople continually brag about how customer focused they are, while their list of why buy from them tends to only talk about what they do and not what their customers will receive? The fourth and final test is to make sure all of the responses are in relative competitive terms. What good is a response to why buy from you that doesn't compare you against your competition? Look how little value there is in telling a customer that they want to buy from you because of your service, quality, and years in business. How many of your competitors don't offer at least some level of service, some level of quality, and have been in business more than a year? We need to make our answers more focused and targeted on our buyers' wants and needs, and that means our responses need to compare us to our competition. We can't just generically respond with our parts inventory, but instead say we have the largest parts inventory in this market. Now that you've built a team list of why a buyer would want to buy from you, and you've put the list through these tests or qualifiers, it's now time to help your team rewrite and improve your team's responses. First, take each of the responses and have the team agree on how each term can be rewritten to pass all of the tests we just walked through. Once their list is cleaned up and improved, you next want to prioritize all of their responses so you have the strongest 2 or 3 points identified. What are the strongest and most important reasons I would want to buy from you and your company? Once you have these key selling points identified and agreed to by the entire team, it's now your responsibility as a coach and leader to make sure all members of your extended selling team both understand the value in the 2 or 3 selling points identified and in the critical importance of all team members consistently sharing this message when asked. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and strategically focused enough to lead your team's development and improvement of their strategic message of competitive uniqueness? So when a potential buyer asks any member of your organization, why based on all the competitive alternatives available to me do I want to buy from you? Anyone responding will help win the business and validate your branding and uniqueness in your market. Thanks for listening.